First of all, it's in Shar Bitoch in Per Kamishi. He asks a very basic question, comes to answer, let's say, a basic question, and that is, what's the difference between somebody's Beiteach and Kadosh Baruch Hu and somebody's not Beiteach and Kadosh Baruch Hu? At the end of the day, Chavis Lavavis already mentioned beforehand that even a person's Beiteach and Kadosh Baruch Hu still has to be Meshtadl for their Parnaso. So regardless, it's not like it's a freebie that a person's Beiteach and Kadosh Baruch Hu and then he doesn't have to do Meshtadlis. Then we can understand the big difference between the two. The person not Beiteach doesn't have to be Meshtadl. The person has Beiteach doesn't have to be Meshtadl. That's not the case. Even the person who's Beiteach and Kadosh Baruch Hu also has to do Meshtadlis. So what's the difference between them? Says the Chavis Lavavis, and that's the entire fifth parak, is that there are seven differences between the two people. Va'atavar, it's a hevdol shebeinu oisik b'emtzei parnasa v'boiteach alekim, shebeinu oisik b'emtzei parnasa v'lo boiteach alav. I will explain to you the difference between somebody who is mishtadl for parnasa and with bitachon, the difference between him and somebody who is mishtadl for parnasa without bitachon. Va'oimer ki boiteach v'shem shein v'mi shein v'boiteach alav v'shiva drachon. Ha'hevdol arishin hu. Shebeiteach alekim merutsu mikol ma shashem goyzer alav. Person who is Beiteach and Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy with whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu is Gezer. And he's Moidet Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bein Alatev, Bein Alara. Just about 2.5 minutes ago, I was passing on the street and I passed by a car. The back of the car, it says, Toda Lecha Hashem al Hakol, Hakol Lefi HaTochnit, Hakol LeTova. Hakol Lefi HaTochnit. A person realizes he's Merutza from whatever the situation is. He knows everything is according to plan. Even if it doesn't look so good, Bein Alatay Bein Alarak, Meshomer Iyev, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, Yishim Hashem Mevorach. Hashem is Mevorach, whether he's Nosan, whether he's Lokach. It all comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Meshikosav Chesed U'Mishpat Ashiro. It says in Tehillim, Chesed U'Mishpat Ashiro. That means I'm going to sing praises to Rebbeinu Shalom, Chesed U'Mishpat. Chesed, I understand. What's with Mishpat? Omer Rabbi Teinu, Brachayisim, Chesed Ashiro, V'Mishpat Ashiro. Whether it's a matzav of chesed, which is rachamim, or whether it's even more than rachamim, shefeya chesed, or it's a din, nevertheless, a person should be moided to Ribbono Shelem. V'oidam ur chazal, chayv adam levarach al arok, shem shmevarach al atoivo. A person has to be mevarach al ara with the same simcha that he's mevarach al atoivo. How could it be? Because he realizes that everything is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, and he's moided to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see in a second exactly. It's a havana that everything is for his best. He's happy with whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him. V'ilu misha ainu b'teich alav alekim k'shmatzavei toiv u'mispar shesteges atevi b'keichu b'chachmosei. So he's not b'teich in Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when things are going well, when he's being matzeich in his business, wow, look what a great business acumen I have. Look how matzeich I am. K'moish n'emar ki hilal rosha al tarvis navshay. The rosha is mahalal. He brags that it's he got everything that he wanted. When things go bad, it's not him. He gets angry at the Rebbeinu Shalom. When he gets hungry, he gets upset, he curses the Rebbeinu Shalom. I once heard a zog from Hashem of Zachariah Greenwald, and he says, very often in a situation, he gives a mashal, he just makes it very practical, this idea. I don't think he was talking about the Chavis Lavavitz, but the idea is very negiah for this Yisrael of the Chavis Lavavis, he says, a spouse comes home, a husband comes home, let's say. And he's looking to get a raise, so he asks his boss for a raise. And he's makliach, he gets a raise. He comes home, he tells his wife, I got the raise. Ah! I knew you could do it. I knew you could do it. He comes home a different time, he wasn't able to get the raise. No! Hakol Meshamayim. Everything's from the Rebbeinu Shalom. When things go well, I knew you could do it. It's you. But all of a sudden, when things are bad, that's from the Rebbeinu Shalom. All the good things are from you. All the bad things come from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's not the matter. That's exactly what he's saying over here. That's what the Rasha, when he's done with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So everything is, when things are going well, oh, look, it's me. But when things are not going well, so then he blames it on the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's, he's moida bein ala tov bein ala ro, and he knows that he's happy with whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gezer on him. V'ahevdol hasheni hu, shabotech v'lakim, I think this really goes, it's a hemshech of the first thing, but it just clarifies it a little bit more. It's not just that he's okay and he's moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in whatever situation. He has shalvas hanefesh. He lives with tranquility, lives with serenity. Why? He knows whatever happens is only the tevasi. I am silent to the Ribbono Shel Olam because from the Ribbono Shel Olam is my tikva. However, the person who is not b'teichin Kadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of his situation, he's never happy. He's never serene. He's never tranquil. He never has menuchas nefesh. Why? He's either upset or he's worried or he's. Why? When things are going well, there's always somebody that's going to have more money than you. There's always somebody that's going to be. I heard about a certain person. I went to yeshiva with one of his children, actually, that he built himself an apartment. He built himself a house for $3 million. He was talking to Bachram afterwards in yeshiva, and he says, "You know how long I was nana from this house? $3 million that I built myself. One night." Why one night? Because I came to the first night and somebody told me, "Oh, by the way, your neighbor across the street just built a lot. He's building a house for $7 million.
$7 million? No.
My house for $3 million? No. What's it worth it anymore?" Gets there one night, he was netted from it. There's always something which is better. There's always somebody that's, so even when things are going well, you want more? For sure. Then he's certainly upset with the situation. A negative tavoisa, which is going against what he wishes and desires. It's tivvis midaisa. For Omer Shlomi HaMelech, HaChacham, and Shlomi HaMelech, like he said, it's such a person, call you may ani run, v'toiv lei mishtatamin. Somebody who's an ani, that he's poor in the fact that he's not happy with what he has. Ezra Asher HaSameach B'chalkai. Somebody who's an ani is not Sameach B'chalkai. Then call you may ani run. Then no matter what the situation is, he's always going to find something to complain about. There's always going to be something which is bad, and he's always not going to be happy. However, for Toiv Leiv, somebody who has Sameach B'chalkoi, Mishta Tomin, he's happy, he's partying all day long. Does it mean he's actually there in the party, he's in the pub, and he's drinking? No. But the whole life is a party. He's happy with his whole life, because he's always Sameach B'chalkoi. I had an interesting situation. I had a certain chavrusa that I learned with once a week, and he told me that there's a bitachon line that his Rebbe started, and many people listen to this bitachon line here in America. It's in America, it's in Lakewood, and you can call it, there's a local number from Lakewood, Muncie, and Eretz Yisrael. So I told him, you know, get me the phone number. I want to hear what it is, because I happen to know the person who does it. I grew up with him, actually. And before I was able to learn with him the next time, I already saw an email that was sent to my wife, totally random. Oh, by the way, there's a bitachon line, this and this number. I said, you know what, let me call it. I call it, and sure enough, this is the line. And he was saying of art there that tied into the parasha by Parah Aduma, it was a few weeks ago in Parashas Chukas, that we see from Chukas that the choik of Chukas is that you can't always understand everything. That's always with the Ribbono Shel Olam, you can't always understand everything. We have to know that it's l'tevascha. It's always for the good. It's always the tevascha. And not only that, he said from the Bereis, I think it was, that if you are mekabel everything ba'ava and you know that it's for the best, and Kadosh Baruch will also show you how it comes out for the best. Kadosh Baruch will also show you how it comes out for the best. And he says, I have two new stories. And he says one story I just heard from my Talmud, who called in, and it's my chavrusa. This chavrusa that he said he never. I don't know if he ever called him beforehand. He didn't even get through to him. He just left a message. It's a story.
What was the story? It
just happened 3 weeks ago. He's learning in yeshiva, and he's running out of money. And he called up his parents, please put in more money into the account so I can get some money. He said, no problem. He put money into the account. He goes, takes off time, goes to the bank, tries to take out the money, nothing doing. Tries again, nothing doing. Also, he doesn't have the money. Also, he took out the time to go. Also, he missed whatever it was. What's going on over here? The money's supposed to be there. Calls up his parents, the money's there. We put it in. That's it. Kitzur, he says, Akol Atayo. The shorts for the best of what's for the best. Kitzur, that night, he left his jacket somewhere, and somebody took all the money from his wallet. Had he had all the money there, then he would have lost all that money. So the Shbrochu saved him from losing all that money. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't always show us how it's the best. How it's the best. Now he has to figure out why it's the best, why he lost the money that he did lose. that's the next avodah. But just that nekuda of being mekabel, he was trying to say, once you're mekabel, you know for sure it's the best. You don't know why it's the best, but you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, it's for the best, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also give you the schus to show him. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't always give us the schus to show us. Right? Why not? Why doesn't always? We'll be mekabel the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us. I think the reason is because that would take away our bechira to a certain extent. When a person, if you know always that I have a way to see it, so then it takes away the ability to say that, oh no, I'm going to say it's not from Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'll be able to see. I know for sure Makabal Tevah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will show me how it's the Tevah. But when a person gets to that darga that he realizes that it's always the Tevah, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will show it to him. Why? Because the Beis Halevi says in Kuntras Abitachin, he says something interesting. He says, yes, how come we find that the Duris Rishenim, they were Malumid Benisim, the Duris Achorim don't have that? Chanina Ben Duris, the Gemara says, was Malumid Benisim. The Gemara goes through all the different things. Now I'm thinking Shuraich, that the beams of the house, the lady came, that she put beams on the top of her house, and then reached inside the side. He says, no problem, the beams will go, and the beams stretched out. The story after story, the Gemara tells in Tainus of Chanina Ben Deisa, of all the nisim that happened. So, for sure it wasn't everybody, but it was much more common. How come B'derus HaKreinim is not the way? So you say that Beis Halevi says is that imagine that a person puts in Coca-Cola into his Neir Shabbos, and he lights it, and it lights. And it goes the whole morning, the whole night, the whole morning, till Matzah Shabbos. And the Coke is just still burning. He wouldn't know what to do with himself. He saw Neis Gola, he wouldn't be able to digest it. He sees clearly the Yad Hashem. It would take away, to a certain extent, Bechira, when you see so clearly Yad Hashem. He says, but the Duris Rishonim, what did Chanina Ben Deisa Taina? He said, Misha Yoimer L'Shem V'Yadlik, Yoimer L'Chemetz V'Yadlik. By him, it was just as poshik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say that the Chemetz should be Malik as the Shemin. So by him, it wouldn't, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually did it, it's not a Chiddush. It doesn't take his Bechira. He was already Makir that beforehand. Somebody that's Mamash on that level, that he's Makir, that there's no difference between Neis and Teva. The Teva is also nice. There's no reason. What do you mean it's combustible? Don't we learn? We learned about Hashem, and we all learned about earth science. We know that certain things could burn, certain things are not. And who made that? Who does that? The Burnish on them. The Burnish on the side that it's combustible, and therefore it burns, and therefore. Right? So, no, it's the properties. What do you mean? I know, but at the end of the day, it's all the Burnish on them, right? But the bottom line, it's all the Burnish on them. So, Rechanim and Deta really believed it. Mishim and Lashem Yalik, Yim and Chernz Yalik, right? There was no difference. So, there was no. Giving him the nates, showing him that it actually happened, wouldn't take away his bechira because he was already holding there before him. I mean, if a person comes to that darga, he's already able to say before him, I know that it's the Teva. Are we on the darga of Chanina Ben Deisa? I don't know, but if a person is able to already show, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show it to you already. I'll show you how it's Taka L'Teva. You'll be able to see how it's Taka L'Teva. Will it always be that day? Will it be that week? Will it be in a month? We don't really see it. Very often a person does look back. Very often. Very often. Person can look back at certain things that he thought was taka, really not letevasai. And he looks back and then he sees taka, you know, taka was letevasai. Taka, this was the best thing, this is the best thing. I had a relative once who was by his ofruf, was being minded, thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom. This yeshiva I didn't get into, and this yeshiva I didn't get into. He says that about a certain yeshiva, somebody who the Rosh Hashiva owed a tremendous amount of akaras letev to, wrote a letter to Rosh Hashiva and wrote, thank you for accepting this Chaim Yankov and Shimon David already to yeshiva, and he didn't accept him. It wasn't like, and it was Adam Gadol that wrote him. Kitzer, and at the end of the day, he says, looking back, I see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was guiding me that I shouldn't go here and I shouldn't go there and I should go to that place and I should go to that place, and now this was Taka, the best place for me. And a person can look back and he very often will see it. Maybe it won't be the next day, but a person always, if a person could work on that. A way to work in it is to taka look back and see in the past things that have taka worked out, even though he thought that hatchila was taka not that way. And then when it'll give him koyach when he approaches another type of nisayin, something which didn't work out, to say that it's taka, I'll understand that it's taka. Right now, maybe I don't understand in my small mind. Because Baruch Hu, certainly what he's doing is for the best. I'm going to say a story which maybe doesn't have to do 100% with this, but a story that just happened. So it's chav v'olai. But it's certainly kashur to this. A person came to tell me, just happened now within the last 2 weeks, that he's moving. He's moving from apartment to apartment, and he found somebody to take over his apartment, but the person didn't sign with him. The person signed with the baldir. Now he's leaving the apartment, let's say, just for argument's sake, he's leaving the apartment in the middle of July, and the only person the person signed, they just take it over from August. Now generally what happens in the situation is that the hefresh of the 2 weeks in between, they split between the person that's leaving and the person that's coming. Because Lamaisa, I got you the apartment. I could have found somebody else who would take it over and pay the extra 2 weeks, right? I didn't, I told this to you. Lamaisa, he only signed from August because my lease was up at the end of July. But that's why you signed with the Baldira. But understood, basically, that you're going to split it. Not only that, this guy himself is taking over somebody else's apartment, and that's exactly what happened by him. He signed for later, but he has to split the extra. So a difference of a couple hundred dollars, whatever it is, that he's... Kitzer, the guy wasn't so happy, wasn't sure, came to ask me about it. I don't pass the Chesha Mishpat. But Kitzer, he told me, Kitzer, the guy came back to me, says he's really not, he doesn't want to pay. I put to him, why should I have to pay? This is not, I didn't take this, I signed with the Baldira, and I'm not paying. If you want, we could go to, he says no. So the guy says, listen, you know, I'm not, if you don't want to pay, I'm not making a fight of it, I'm not making an issue, I'm going to be a vater, and that's it. That week, he got called up from the person at his other apartment and says, by the way, even though you're supposed to take over, so you're supposed to split the amount, however, something came up and the apartment's only going to be available for a week later, I'm only going to give it out a week later, and in economy you're not going to have to pay in the new apartment that you're taking, you're not going to have to pay the hefresh of what you thought you would have to pay beforehand. Forget, sir, as Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, the Zohar people that say that a person that's mavater is a tzaddik. When I say a person is a mavater is a chacham, because they never found anybody who was mavater and lost them.